Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to What Women Want with Judy Goss, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to What Women Want Talk Radio for Women's Empowerment Month. I'm Judy Goss, your host for this evening, along with my co-host, Helen Powers. What Women Want Talk Radio is always celebrating all kinds of women and their impactful stories and missions in life. We have powerful, dynamic, and game-changing women on the air every week. And let me tell you something, our guest tonight is definitely one of the most inspirational women I have ever met. Our show tonight is Your Network Working, and it's featuring personal empowerment coach Princess Bola Adelani. And yes, she is a real princess. We are going to find out the story behind that one as well. I can't wait. What Women Want Talk Radio was created to give women the opportunity to listen to and be inspired by our internationally recognized guests and celebrities, and to also give women a chance to be on the radio. So come on, ladies, come on the air with us. Submit your story or pitch at whatwomenwantshow@gmail.com. That's whatwomenwantshow@gmail.com. And if you want to call in and talk to us live on the air tonight, anytime during the show, the number is 818-602-4929. In just a few minutes, we're going to have our guests come on. So if you want to call and talk to us when all three of us are on the air, that's 818-602-4929. Or you can tweet us at What Women Radio. And we are here at LA Talk Radio every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And thank you to all of our listeners. We're getting almost 5,000 listeners every month after only a few months on the air. And we are going on iTunes by the end of the week. So that number will increase exponentially since we are one of the only women-centric radio shows around. And I am incredibly grateful for all of you listening out there. So, a little about me. In addition to being a radio show host, I am also a TV host, and I have interviewed A-list celebrities and even hosted my own shows. I've been a news correspondent for Better TV and a TV trend and lifestyle expert. I also run a nationally acclaimed networking organization called Over 40 Females, so this topic tonight is close to my heart. And if that's not enough, I'm the mom of two beautiful twin girls who are now 10 and a half years old, and you can find out more about me on judygoss.com or over40females.com. And I am on the air with my incredibly talented co-host, Helen Powers. Helen is a TV fashion and travel insider correspondent for NBC Connecticut, while also still working as the most legendary, internationally recognized fit model and technical consultant for the fashion industry. And she's been featured many, many times on TV networks, along with now being a regular on NBC. And she is on the advisory board for Over 40 Females, so the topic is close to her heart also. Mm-hmm. And we're honored to have her here as a radio show host right here on LA Talk Radio. Thanks for coming on the air, Helen.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to share the evening with you, Miss Judy.
Well, thank you. Now, like I said, I have a personal interest in tonight's topic. Is your networking? I love that. And you and I being co-owners of the nationally acclaimed networking organization, Over 40 Females, what do you think about this topic? And I would be curious as to the one mistake that women make when they go to these networking events.
Well, Judy, I think they come with a preconceived notion that they're going out, instead of meeting people on a personal level, they have a different agenda. So I think it's important that you really, get to learn about each woman as an individual and find out their story and really get to know them as people. So it's also a social arena for the, I've met some wonderful friends going to these networking organizations, and it has also benefited me in my career as well. So it's not only business, it's also, a social gathering. So take that opportunity to learn something new, mingle, and listen to what other people have to say. You never know what you're going to learn.
That is for sure. You know, one of my pet peeves actually is listening, believe it or not, to someone who is obvious about what they're selling. Yeah. And if they would just, these people that are so aggressive and just so one-track-minded about what they're doing and want to sell something to it. If they just took a few minutes to listen, you know, they might get something more out of the conversation, which I think is what you're talking about. So networking is... go ahead.
Let me ask you, do you find that nationally, because I know you travel so much for the other chapters, I haven't been to any other place besides Dallas with you on that trip that we did for the Girl Empowerment. And do you find that in other states as well, or is it mostly the East Coast and the tri-state area?
No, everywhere. Everywhere. Oh, okay. And I think, and that's why we're having this as a topic this evening, because there's a definite strategy to networking, either in person or online. And Princess Bola Adelana is going to tell us more about it. And I'm excited to hear it because I think a lot of people really need to know a few basic steps, not just about how to do it, but how to take it to another level. So if you allow me, I'd like to introduce Princess Bola Adelani, and she is an honors graduate with a law degree from England's University of Buckingham. In 2006, after a 10-year career in corporate law, she founded Royal Proclamations, a corporate training, coaching, speaking, and consulting practice to inspire people to greater personal, business, and spiritual fulfillment. Welcome to the show, Princess Bola.
It's a real pleasure. I'm really honored. I'm really honored to be on your show. Thank you.
Oh, well, we are honored to have you. Princess Bola, are you really a princess?
I know. That's the million-dollar question I get all the time.
I bet.
Yes. I bet. Yes, I do. I am a Christian. I am a princess, a true and authentic one. And, I am. Absolutely.
My daughters would freak out. They've only met the princesses at Disney World. So, Princess Bola, go ahead.
I said, sometimes people think it's just, you know, a self-styled title like Queen Latifah or something like that, you know.
A real authentic princess from Nigeria. Tell us a little bit about your family's background.
Well, my paternal grandfather, you know, it's a little bit modeled after the British, the British aristocratic system. And my paternal grandfather was the crown prince of the province, a province of about close to a million people, you know, in the southwestern state of Ogun in Nigeria. And so, you know, as a result of being a part of the ruling family, his children obviously are automatically princes. And they are, depending on their ages and their place and how they were born, their position, then they get access to the throne. You know, my father declined, and so my dad's younger brother, his only younger brother, my uncle, is actually the current king. He's a chartered engineer, and is the current king of the province of that town. Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Now, coming from that background, how did you pick a career as a corporate lawyer?
Well, because, you know, it's part of, I think, you know, it all goes, I come from a family of, you know, professionals. My father, was a chartered accountant, a CPA. His older brother was an attorney like myself. His younger brother, who's the current king, is a chartered engineer. They're all British trained, British educated, you know, went to Ivy Leagues in the UK. So it's just, you know, everyone in the family, it's just part of, I don't know, it's the expectation, you know, and, you just end up in some kind of, profession that is regarded, quote-unquote, prestigious. And, I'm not very good with the sciences, you know. My mother actually wanted me to be a physician, but not very strong in the sciences, stronger in the arts. And then I ended up, in law.
Now, was there one thing that made you go from law to what you're doing now?
I believe it's so. I think intuitively, I mean, there's certain skill sets that being a lawyer, like the communication skills, you know, the oratory, the verbal, the written, the research, the analytical, and all of that, that's really, you know, are transferable into my current career. It really transitioning from corporate law into business, business coaching and motivational speaking, for me, just was really kind of following a passion that I had. About 10 years ago, I became a mom for the first time, about 15 years ago, I became a mom for the first time. You know, we moved into a new community, we moved here to Connecticut, and, you know, it was, you know, that transition, you know, was a good time for me to kind of figure out, really, what do I want to do, kind of the proverbial when I grow up, you know, do I want to still continue with the whole corporate, you know, environment, which can really be very stressful, you know, and as a young mom, you know, very, very stressful. And I decided, no, I was going to pursue this passion that I've always had, you know, that I was seeing, you know, kind of blossoming, you know, in terms of speaking and teaching and preaching and all of that. And then I just felt by divine providence that this was what I was supposed to be doing. So I transitioned my career about 10 years ago.
Well, you seem very committed, and your fan base certainly seems very committed to you. We actually have a caller now who's on the line. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, did you call to talk to us?
Yeah.
Can I ask you your name?
Janet Doherty.
Hi, Janet. Who would you like to speak to? Princess Bola, or?
Yeah.
And what would you like to ask? Is there anything you wanted to say?
I was just, like, curious, that's all, about, you know, what you were going to be talking about, you know, if you had it.
Okay. Did you know you're on the air right now?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. If you want to go, that's okay. If you want to go into your computer and you can go into www.latalkradio.com and you can listen to all of us speak. This is the line where you're live on air. So if you want to go on your computer, you can listen to us for the rest of the evening. And if you feel like calling back with a question, please feel free to do so.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thank you for calling.
All right, thank you.
So, Princess Bola, I was just about to bring up the fact that you have such a huge following. You're so spiritual. You are so inspirational. And I think that you would just have some great advice, or I know you have great advice about networking, because that all rolls into it, how you treat people and what you do when you first meet them and that type of thing. And you told me that evaluating your net and make sure that it is working. And when you wrote that to me, I thought, what does that mean? What is your net?
Exactly. And I said that, warning. I warned you. I said this is not your typical networking program, you know, conversation. We're going to come to the networking, the conventional, traditional idea of networking. But I'm looking at networking from a totally different perspective, because I broke down those two words, net and working, okay? And so the question is, your networking, you know, really is posed to first and foremost assess your net. And so we need to first and foremost ask ourselves, what is a net? You know, and I'm talking literally here, you know, so networking, because we're in a new year, and Einstein, he said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results, and we know there's no one on the line who is insane. And so, you know, a new year calls for a time of evaluation and assessment. And so, yeah, I broke down those two words, and I said net, okay? happy working. So what is NIT? That's the first question. What is NIT? And asking that, I mean that literally, you know. And, you know, most people know that a net is an equipment that is used to fish. You know, it is an equipment that is used to is a strategy, the medium, the modus operandi that is used to catch fish, you know. And, then the next question will be, what is fish, you know? And, fish.
I'm imagining coming to an event and like casting my net out and hooking some people that I want to talk to.
Exactly. So, you know, I mean, I know that most people don't go into a networking arena, you know, with thinking people, dollar signs are on people's head, you know, but the other extreme is not going to networking knowing that this is a business strategy. and so it's trying to find that balance there. So what is fish? And fish is a nutritious, this is talking literally as well, you know, it's a nutritious, protein-rich food, you know, that we all consume to nurture our bodies and all of that. And so where the question is, your networking, obviously at this point, you know, we're beginning to think, okay, you know, I'm simply asking you that, is the net you're casting, the equipment that you're utilizing to catch fish, which is your livelihood, your daily bread, you know, is it working? Is that strategy, is it working for you? Mm-hmm. And so, like I said, it's looking at networking from a totally different perspective than the more conventional, you know, we go to a meeting and we hand out our business cards and all of that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a business strategy in terms of you look at your net, you know, the whole strategy that you're utilizing. And there are two types of nets. And you, one net is as a career professional where you're trading hours for dollars. And the other type of net that exists is as an entrepreneur where you're selling product and services for dollars. You know, so there's nothing wrong with either type of net. The question becomes, you know, is it working for you? There are people who are using both nets, you know, they're using both the career professional 9-to-5 kind of net, and they're also using the one as an entrepreneur with the hope of one day focusing on one, you know. But the question comes back to, is your net giving you the right amount and quality of fish mm-hmm. that you desire?
And what's the first thing that you do to find that out?
And so the first thing that you really need to do to find that out is that what is your desired results? What kind of fish are you, number and quality of fish are you, do you desire to gross, to catch, you know? You know, people are fishes, you know, I'm coming to that. But, you know, they're fishes with dollar signs, with money in their mouth. They're not ordinary fishes. So in trying to assess, you know, whether your net is working, you have to look at your year, at the end of each financial year, which for most people is December, because we come into a new tax season and all that, you know, in the new year. So the question is, the desire, the result. What did I gross in 2014? And is that what I desire? Is that what I desire? Or is there room for growth in 2015? You know, and so obviously, if you want to grow and you want that amount to increase in the new year, according to Einstein, you can't do the same thing and expect different results. Some of your strategies has to change in the year.
Absolutely. So, okay, we're talking about, and this is funny because as you're talking, it's completely parallel to also attending a networking event. is when you can't get to the event or online, and if you're not accomplishing what you want to accomplish, you can't keep doing the same thing over and over again, right? So, to go on with what you were saying, What are the three hidden factors that would impact your networking?
Okay, your networking. First, the first thing I want to say right away is that the problem is never with the fish. I want to just say that. There is an abundance of fish in the sea. I just want to make that clear. There is an abundance of fish in the sea.
That's what I love about you.
There are over 7 billion people in the world. And with technology, I mean, we live in a global village. And so we're leveraging technology right now. We're reaching people across the globe, you know. Like you were saying, you know, I have, a community in the UK, South Africa, you name it, other parts. It's national, it's global. And so your potential reach in terms of how far you can cast your net, even when you're talking about live networking events, you know, the potential one person is connected to about 10 people or more, you know.
It's really amazing when you bring it down.
Exactly. And so, you know, the potential reach is just global. It's phenomenal. So I want to kind of just make it clear right away, because there's a mindset that I've always also, noticed that I've observed from my networking is that people go in with this scarcity mindset and they're after only a few people, you know, they do give their usual pitch and, then throngs of people just go after one person, you know, in particular. And want to network with only one person, you know, that's kind of from a scarcity mindset, you know, because, you know, it eliminates competition as well. You know, when you have the mindset of abundance and you realize that, look, you know, there are billions of literally of fish in the sea. And so it's just knowing how to strategically where to fish, you know, where to throw your net and make sure you're fishing in the right place. So the problem is never with the fish, you know, it's not in the sea because there's an abundance. And so now we want to then come to the three hidden factors, like you were asking a second ago, that impact the amount of fish you gross, okay? And having said that, there is an abundance of fish in the sea. There are the three eating factors are the BCC of what I call of total success, you know, the BCC. And, you know, with me as well, you may not know this, I'm the queen of acronyms. You know, I really use acronyms a lot to try and make my presentations relatable and memorable. And so when you look at your computer, your BCC is a blind carbon copy. You know, it's a hidden copy. When you click on it, it exposes, you know, the hidden names behind there. So when you think of those hidden factors, just think of BCC. And it's an acronym, B is for beliefs. So, so one of the huge things, the major things that I've discovered, the factors, the hidden factors that impact our success, whether that's financial, whether that's, whether that's personal, any kind of success, whether it's even our networking success, is our beliefs. You know, it's our mindset. You know, and when it comes to, you know, networking in the literal sense of the word, you know, I think Helen, your co-host, she alluded to that.
It's, you know, that's mindset funny. I was just about to say, I want to stop for a second because Helen knows a lot about this as far as visualizing and believing and really, really hitting it home to making sure that it's not, you're not just thinking it, but you're really believing it. Right, Helen?
Well, absolutely. I've believed for many, many years, set your intention and go down to the soul and really be clear and focused on what you want and how you're going to get it. And I love the analogy that Princess Bola is talking about the net and the fish and how she presents it, because it's another way to look at it, an empowering way to look at it, in a softer way of looking at it, shedding a new light on how you're going to create this abundance. And like you're saying, there's a millions of fish in the sea. The reach is so far going. And when you set your intention out there, you can reap all these things. So I'm totally enamored listening to your technique and how you're making this empowerment happen.
Thank you. And you know, you had also said, at the opening of the broadcast that, the mindset, in terms of, how people conceptualize the whole networking, whether it's strictly business or whether it's also personal, whether people are going into networking arena, they say that people do business with those they know, like, and trust. The KLT factor, those that know, like, and trust. And so also the mindset, it's having that perspective, that balance, whereas, okay, you understand, obviously, that this is all a business strategy, but at the same time, understanding that people do business with those they know, like, and trust, so that you're also going with the mindset, number one, not scarcity mindset, that thinking there's only limited fish in the sea and you're kind of already panicking or going into there, you're afraid, all kinds of negative energy and emotion that you're going to be giving out there, you're desperate, it's going to either be counterproductive and it's going to sabotage your networking efforts, mm-hmm. So you go in with a mindset, that's the belief, that's where one of the hidden factors, your belief. So you go in with the mindset, number one, that there's there's such an abundance of fish in the sea, and the energy that you're really kind of exuding is so positive, it's so, it's just going to attract people to you, and you go into the mindset that it's a global village, and one person I meet is connected with so much, and so an abundance. And so that's a mindset. The second mindset is, going in there thinking to yourself, okay, there are two extremes I see, where one, they don't understand that this is business at the same time, I'm getting all their pitches, and like you were saying, Helen, it's setting the intention before they go, who do I want to meet here? Why am I going? Who do I want to meet? What is my objective? What is my intention? And that's one extreme where they don't see that business aspect and they just go in, for the social aspect. And that is the other extreme. And then the other extreme is going in strictly for business but not realizing that there's a social part of it because people do business with those they know, like, and trust. So mm-hmm. having that kind of correct mindset is into going before you go, your beliefs, your the abundance, the mindset of finding the balance that, yeah, this is a marketing networking strategy, and I set my intention. I know what kind of, quote-unquote, how many fishes I'm trying to catch here, quote-unquote, but also realizing, hey, it's also social. I'm going to have fun. Mm-hmm. And people do business with those they know, like, and trust, and I'm going to make some appointments and get to know people, after, and set up appointments and, follow up and follow through. So beliefs absolutely, it does absolutely impact, the net from working.
Yes, listen, you need to network and meet friends too. I mean, it is a wonderful way on a social level to make new friends, not only business-wise, but also spiritually. It's always great to meet wonderful, powerful women, and we can all impact each other. Even if we don't do business together, we all know other people who know other people that can help you out. And
well, you know what I was going to say, Helen? I'm glad you brought that up, too, because Princess Bola has such a terrific way of combining the business sense with the spiritual side. I mean, for a while there, I almost felt like she was talking like a minister, like telling us, that it's, you're believing it. And it's really, I love how impactful you are when you say things like that, because people really do need to be told in that way with such passion, or else, the ones out there that really need to hear the message won't if we're not like that. So I appreciate that in you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
And I know your fans do. I see them all over social media. So let's go to the C and the C of total
success.
Okay,
let's go to the C and the C. Okay, so we've looked at the beliefs, we've looked at the money, the mindset, which is the personal factor, Now, the C is for connections, okay? And And so connections is your upward, your outward, and your inward. And but for the purposes of this show, I'm going to focus on the outward, which is the people we reach, our people connections, you know, how many people we actually, how far our reach is, how many people we can reach to persuade, you know, and to invest and believe in us, you know, which is our network, you know. You say, they often say that your network is, your net worth is determined by your network. And that, you know, the connection, the hidden factors that really will then impact your net worth, which ultimately we want to get real with ourselves. That is the ultimate goal of every networker, of our networking. That is the ultimate goal of us networking. I know there's some people, I was saying to the other day, I was saying, look, I know there are some people who fish as a hobby. They fish for recreation, you know. They fish for recreation. They don't really fish for a living, you know. And, you know, they're married to, you know, some multi-billionaire, and so they don't really need to do anything for a living per se, or you know, they have inherited this mega estate that's as huge as Warren Buffett. And so, hey, you know, this isn't a conversation for those kind of people who fish for recreation. You know, at the end of the day, most of us are networking, are fishing for life, for a living. And so the second thing in terms of your connections is, you know, really looking at the quality and where the pond where you're fishing, the pond where you're fishing will determine, number one, the amount of fish you can catch, and the quality of the fish you can catch. So your reach, you know, is all determined by the location. So that's the other thing in terms of your networking. You know, are you, you know, fishing, quote unquote, here in the right place, in the right location, you know, in the right pond. And, you know, I find that many people, you know, are not strategic. They don't know, they haven't really clarified what their, you know, their target audience there is, you know, who they're really, you know, they haven't narrowed down their niche. They
Princess Bola, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but speaking of target audience, we do have someone that called in that may have a question about what you're talking about right now. So, hello? Oh, you're on the air. Maybe they just called in to listen to the broadcast. We might have some confusion. If you're calling in and you would like to speak to us, we would love to talk to you, but otherwise you can tune in at latalkradio.com. Okay, yeah, I think she hung up. Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt you. It's just sometimes we have callers that want to ask about what we're talking about right then and there. So please go on.
Yes. No. So, So it's about that target audience, you know, because I also see that as another extreme, you know, people not clear about, you know, who their target is. They haven't narrowed down their niche yet. And so they're going everywhere and anywhere. And that is what I love about your organization, to be honest with you, because it's over 40 females. It's very clear your demographics, you know, and then and that was what really attracted me to your organization and to you, by the way. And then it's for both the personal, professional, and spiritual empowerment, you know. So it's holistic. You're very clear about that. And there are very few organizations. You're welcome. There are very few organizations that I find have really narrowed down. You know, they're just a women organization. And I mean, women, you're talking about work. How many women out there in the world? But you're very clear, women over 40. And, you know, and so you really kind of know the pond. You know where you're going. and it's easier for people to you to attract the right people, people to refer you, you know, people for you to connect. I remember, you know, I was, you know, on the cover of a magazine, you know, that, you know, an acquaintance, someone I know, a colleague of mine runs, is also over 40. So she also, a target is women over 40. And I was able to facilitate an intro because I just saw immediately there was a synergy. It makes it so easier to connect, you know. So the connections, in terms of the quality of your of the people you reach, the map of people you reach, it's really crucial in terms of your networking. And people don't really, So
that was
and
a big risk too, though. It was a big risk for me also, though, on the other hand, just reaching out to a certain amount of women. You know, because if I would have done it like everyone else and just reached out to everyone, it may have grown my business faster. But for me, I was more passionate about that demographic, and I really wanted to, you know, focus on them. So it's like it was almost like a double-edged sword there.
It is, but in reality, though, I know that people think that once they broaden their reach and they cast their net in any pond or any location, they're likely to catch a lot more fish. But then are they the quality fish that you're looking for? That is the next question.
Exactly.
You know, it has been research proves that it is always better to specialize and narrow your niche, your specialty, you know. And then, you know, just like medicine or even in law, you know, when you practice, most people who narrow and who specialize in an area really tend to do better than those who are, you know, general practice and all of that. Because to people, you're a jack of all trades, master of none. They really kind of, they don't know where to put you. They can't really, you know, they don't know really who you are and what that passion and your mission, and it becomes a little bit watered down. And that's one of the ways, the key ways, you know, when I'm working with my clients, I really try to encourage them, really get that niche, get that, you know, really, and eliminate the people and the that you don't really want to reach, and it really narrows your focus. And as you focus, you know, what you focus on grows. You know.
And what's the second C?
I beg your pardon?
What's the second C in the BCC? We have believed, connect, and.
And then the last C is communication.
Oh, there you go. That's an
important
one.
Key.
Communication, you know. So we've looked at so far the hidden factors. We've looked at our beliefs, which is the mindset. You know, we've looked at going in with the right kind of abundance mindset. We've looked at how, you know, getting rid of all the scarcity. We've looked at, you know, really, I believe there's an abundance, and just also really going in, you know, the balance between social and business, you know. And we've looked at connections, make sure you're in the right pond, and you kind of narrow down your demographic, your niche, and you kind of specialize. And then we now look at the communications, your message, you know, when it's a live when is a live gig, like you have live events, you know, which are great. You know, we can never really totally replace that, you know. I'm local as well, and as well as global, the impact is global, and then you take some of the things on the road. So I appreciate that too as well about your organization. So, but then your message, that is what they often refer to in live events as your elevator pitch, you know. And then you know, and then it could also be your message, your communication includes as well, you know, your persuasiveness, your written communications, and that all kinds of, you know, communication to our community. And so, you know, your networking is, and your network is determined, it will be effective to make sure that your sales and communication strategy is really top notch, and it's your communication you must master the art of persuasive presentations and communication and pitches for you to really be able to get those fish in the net.
Now, speaking of fish in the net, is Royal Proclamations a consulting agency just for that? Is that what you do?
That's one of my specialties. Royal Proclamations is both coaching, corporate training. So I go into corporations and I would train from any cadre, up the ranks, whether it's employees and whether it's the executives, do motivational speaking and then business consulting. And so communications, your marketing, communication strategies is one of my specialties under Royal Proclamations. And so, I have different programs, really. There's a one called Talk Your Way to Success, which is really mastering that art, like I said, of, persuasive presentations, of different kinds of presentations.
So, and we can have another show just on that. We've had a couple of shows with presenting and how to talk and how to, really present yourself in the best way. And I think it goes back to really knowing yourself and what you do and who you want to go after.
Well, I love the title of your company, Royal Proclamations. That just says it all. You know how to market it. It's wonderful. I love the name.
Thank you. I always tell people you have to kind of set yourself apart, and I said, what else would the princess be proclaiming than royal face, royal stuff, right? Royal edits. So it kind of ties with my title and makes it kind of memorable. And you're so right. Coming to that, Judy, what you just said about it's knowing your mission, knowing your audience as well. Your message is determined by your audience, So your communication strategy, your sales, your communication strategy is all dependent on that. Your negotiation skills, your ability depends on who your audience is, which comes back to this audience. Obviously, there's a way you communicate with women over 40 than you would with women 35 and under, right?
That's for sure.
Exactly.
It's a whole world, a whole culture, and one that I am actually trying to get women over 40 to really embrace. But in doing that, yes, I've definitely learned that there's a certain way they want to be approached. And that's really what I loved, I think, in the beginning about when I was at More Magazine and learning about the whole women over 40 dynamic, is that they just have, they're so unique, and they have, we have such a way of at this point of expressing ourselves and knowing what we want. And if we don't know what we know we want to figure it out. So we're in a lot of transition and searching for ourselves. And yeah, I mean, there's so much to learn, and I definitely address them absolutely differently than I would even someone 5 or 10 years younger.
Exactly. And that, so the whole communication depends, a lot of work has to go in terms of researching them, even communicating when, how, the best time, and all of that. All of that is dependent on who our target audience is. So it is so important, and all of that is what I find is missing in when people are networking. So some just go for the sake of going, I used to do that earlier in my career. I was everywhere and anywhere, I was the self-styled queen of networking, but as I grew in my career, I began to master the art. I stepped back and I said, look, put on your business hat here. And kind of started approaching this a little differently. And I don't network as much. It's really about working smarter, not harder. I still do, but it's more targeted. I'm not the same, go everywhere, go every day, go every, And like I said, there are just certain organizations based on my own reach. Like I said, yours, just been one that I, you know, I said, okay, these are my demographic, you know, I work typically, you know, that's my demographic. You know, there are few under 30, you know, I was saying to a prospect recently, you know, that I was really trying to encourage to get into the coaching thing and get into it early. I said, you know, I said, because I wish when I was your age, I guess, I had all of this. You know, so when
yes.
you're a little older, there's a little, right?
Yeah.
Don't we all?
Why do you think, I wonder why the younger aren't taking advantage of this coaching. I'm a little, I guess, confused by that because there are so many things out there to help us. Do you think it has anything to do with the digital age that they're much more, you know, computer centric than we are, and the life coaching is more towards, you know, women that are older because they resonate with it more?
I don't really think so, you know, come to think about it. I just think it's a culture that, you know, when they're younger, they go, it's about values, the values. I think it's more about the values. I think when they're younger, their values, when they're still in their, you know, late 20s, you know, to your mid-30s, their values are a little different at that time. I think they're really just more about, they're not that, you know, as a quote unquote, really, they don't take life so seriously. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. they just want to have fun and all of that. Is as you get to 40 and older, you start thinking, hey, shoots, I don't have much time, you know?
You yeah. know? And you know what? We're all going through so many transitions and divorce and career changes and everything else.
Exactly, and you kind of suddenly wake up and say, oh my gosh, I should have learned this, I should know, and then that's when you start looking for the empowerment and all of that, you know. But yeah, I
it's
think
easier
it's
to pivot and change
thing.
When you're 20 something and don't have kids and everything else.
Exactly. And so I was saying to this prospect, I was saying, you know, I think now is the time. I think now you really need to get it early because you'll avoid some of the, you know, the mistakes and all of that, you know, we made. And really find that by the time you're in your 40s, you're living your dream. You're living the dream. You're not beginning a transition or starting over. You know?
Yeah, like what do they say that youth is wasted on the young? Who said that?
Well, what's that other expression, Judy? I wish I knew then what I know now.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I used to say that as a interviewer. My first interview with Barbara Corcoran. And what did she say? Oh, Nora Ephron, I think it was. I said, what would you do if you, you know, what would you do now? How does it go again?
I wish I knew then what I know now.
Right. I think I said, if you knew then what you know now, you would have, and she said, got married older or something, or not married my first husband or something like that. It was hysterical.
I know. And then there's this whole, you know, write a letter to your younger self kind of thing. And
yes.
Honestly, that was what informed for many years. I don't host it anymore. I used to host a conference for young women, the Total Woman Conference for Girls and Young Women, because of this same reason, because I just thought, oh my gosh, I wish that, you know, some of the things that I know now, I had somebody, I had like a mentor, I had someone in my life, a coach, you know, right, kind of, you know, teach me some of these things, or tell me some of these things. But yeah, so, you know, we come back to this whole idea of the communications and people not knowing who their audience are and really what their mission is, and they haven't really narrowed it down, and it's an art, you know. In 2008, I don't know whether that's, you know, part of my legal background, or it's just a God-given gift, because in 2008, Microsoft was then the big organization. It was pre-Apple days. They were the big in the computer industry then. And they had an elevator pitch contest. You know, it was a national program, you know, where they had the small businesses compete for that. And I tied second place with a second place winner for Connecticut in that competition, you know. So one of my awards, and I was saying earlier, is in presentation and the communication, and that's one of my specialties. And I'm very passionate about this because, you know, if you don't have the ability, really at the end of the day, you know, we said our network determines our net worth. And the whole point of us being in business or in a career, you know, is about, at the end of the day, it's about our bottom line, you know. And, you know, and so, you know, if you don't have that ability, that persuasiveness, that really communication skills, you haven't really honed it very well, you are not going to be closing deals. You're not going to be closing any deals, and your reach is going to be limited. Your impact is going to be limited.
Well, if they haven't honed that up, then they better see you at royalproclamations.com. And I'm so sorry we are running out of time, because I am so enjoying talking to you this evening. You are just fantastic. You're so motivating, so inspirational, and just have so much to teach. And you know, I just think it's terrific.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Judy. Thank you. It's a real honor to be, have been here. I've enjoyed my time with you as well. We'll do it again. And Helen, thank you. It's been awesome.
It's a pleasure meeting you as well. Thank you so much.
And again, to find Princess Bola Adelani, she is at royalproclamations.com. And again, it is our absolute pleasure to have you on the show this evening. And everyone that's listening out there, thank you so much for listening. And thank you, by the way, Princess Bola, for promoting the show too, helping us promote things and the support you give with Over 40 Females. It's terrific. And by the way, I only have about 30 seconds left, but I hope you're going to join us for our Hartford Over 40 Females launch.
When is it? Let's announce it. When is it?
I don't have the date yet, but it's the last week of February, and the chapter director, who's been there for 3 years, is handing over the torch in about another month to the new chapter director. So we're very excited, and I would love to see you there. And everyone that's listening out there, if you'll please join us in next week for another exciting show, and join our Facebook page at What Women Want Talk Radio, and be a part of the excitement as What Women Want unfolds every Sunday to inspire, educate, and entertain. We appreciate you listening. And Helen, thank you so much again for being on the air as well tonight. We're looking forward to many, many more shows together, right, Helen, here on LA Talk Radio?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, everyone. Good night.
You're listening to What Women Want with Judy Goss, right here on LA Talk Radio.